This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site. The state news agency says the results will be used to upgrade the country's strategic status. The test comes as a year-end deadline North Korea has imposed nears, warning it could take a new path amid stalled denuclearization talks with the United States. Police say at least 43 people have died in a factory fire in India's capital, New Delhi. The blaze broke out in the early hours Sunday while factory workers slept inside the building. More than 50 people were rescued. U.S. President Donald Trump has thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had detained since 2016 in exchange for the U.S. freeing an Iranian scientist arrested last year. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the surprise prisoner swap happened Saturday.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Mexican officials say 4 people were killed and 2 injured in a shooting near Mexico's National Palace. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was traveling outside of Mexico City when the shooting took place.